So the purpose of this particular workshop is to be a little bit more explicit in how we share more about what this work is about. What is Feldenkrais? What was Feldenkrais after when he was giving the awareness through movement lessons? It's very easy to think that awareness through movement lessons are about improving our movement. But in fact, the movements are just the vehicle to help us do any action we like, to live our lives more in keeping with the way we'd like to live our lives. And Feldenkrais had an understanding that, or a belief, you could call it a belief, he believed that movement was foundational to everything else. So before we have language, and we often think in words, before we have language, we have movement. Language is dependent on movement, whether you're speaking with your mouth or your tongue or your hands. How else can we communicate other than through movement? So that being so fundamental to how we learn to perceive the world and affect our world, he decided we're going in through movement to help make lives better. Yeah, so that's one way we could talk about it. So in this particular lesson that we're going to start off with right away, the basic things, the primary things he was looking for, and I know at home you can't read this, I'm going to read it out for you at home. The big things that he wanted to try to highlight and make concrete for us through an experience was that the vestibular system, that is the system that helps you with your balance, so your inner ear, so that you know if your head's tipped, if you're falling over, you can feel what's going on with that. That vestibular system is what controls the tone in your muscles. Now, who doesn't know what I mean when I say tone and muscles? Please don't be shy. Very good. Thank you. So tone and muscles is how much the muscle is contracting at any given moment. And unless you have brain damage, there's always some tone in your musculature. So if you've ever seen someone after they've had a stroke, where you'll see the side of the face is completely limp, you'll notice that even when they're asleep or completely relaxed, the side of the face where they haven't had the stroke still has tone, right? It still looks different than the other one. So that's very low tone. Does that make sense? If they're drooping, yeah? Or the arm or the shoulder are flaccid. And then you can also have people with a stroke who can be so tight in their tone. Have you seen that? Where they're really, really tight. And you can't even open their hand. The tone is so tight. So that's very, very, very high tone. And we're all somewhere along that continuum in all parts of ourselves. So that's the tone in our musculature. So to be able to stand upright, what's the perfect amount of tone for me to have to be able to stand upright and to do that effortlessly? I'm going to come back to this word in a second because you see at home you might not be able to see it, but it's underlined with squiggles and an exclamation mark and red, and because this is an important concept. But before we get there, that our vestibular system controls tone in the muscles, and that this thing is housed in our head. That's one thing to make note of. And that this tone that we're talking about that's really helpful in creating this effortlessness in the field of gravity has to do with something called the anti-gravity mechanism. I don't know if Feldenkrais coined this himself in my physio training. I never heard that as a phrase. Do you remember hearing anti-gravity mechanism? So what he's talking about is, it's almost like a reflex where we are designed so that as we become vertical and we feel pressure on the soles of our feet, we are built, I'll say that. We have been created, we've evolved so that the brain knows how to have perfect tone to stand upright in the field of gravity absolutely effortlessly. It's been what, 20 years since, 18 years since I finished my training program? This is not figurative. This is literal. So if you all come to standing right now, and you take a moment to just sense your standing. And if I were to ask you, if you'd like to stand just as you are right now and watch a full-length feature film, 2-hour movie. Does that sound like a nice idea? Piece of cake? No. So we have something to learn about making this effortless. Yeah? So even if you're not having pain right now, you might notice that there's some work going on. It's not truly effortless. Huh? You can keep standing if you like. You can lie down. You can have a seat on your stool. You can sit on the floor again if you like. I'll just have a few more words for you. So an example to help you appreciate that he means this literally. The example he used is so brilliant. I love it. Because if you look at this skeleton, if you think about yourself, where am I on the, yeah, I don't know if you guys can see this at home either, but I'll talk you through it. Can you see how this lower jawbone is in fact just hanging underneath the skull? It's only held up by some elastics here. It's the same for us. It's only, there's some soft tissues like muscles. Why is it that you can feel when your head is vertical in space, you're sitting up or you're standing up, why is it that you can feel absolutely no effort in your jaw muscles and not have your mouth gaping open? Why is that? Because the anti-gravity system tones the muscles just enough to keep your mouth closed without having to feel the effort. And that can be true through your whole self. Doesn't that sound nice? So it's because there's more than one type of muscle fiber in your body, in all of your skeletal muscles. And the ones that are activated, the ones we want to activate to keep us upright in the field of gravity and to make the work of anything we do easier, are the ones that you actually don't sense. You won't feel them contracting. They're doing that work for you and you don't sense it. That's why you can keep your mouth closed and feel absolutely completely relaxed in your jaw. Yeah, and we can all aspire to feel like standing for a 2-hour movie could get more and more and more effortless. Make sense? Okay. So in that place, when you're in that place and you're standing like that, you start to have a feeling of incredible equipoise, or what Feldenkrais talks about as neutral, or a feeling of great equilibrium, meaning that a movement in any direction, you are ready to go in any direction equally easily. So as you sit here right now, you might notice that the way you've organized yourself, and I can see you all starting to shift and check it out. So are you organized in your sitting right now, or you're lying, to be able to move just as easily to the left as to the right? Backwards as forwards, up as down, yeah? And when we can organize ourselves to be in that place, it feels great. And what it means is that from that place, we can respond to whatever's happening in our world with much more ease. We can respond to it. We don't have to react. We don't have to freeze. We can just move anywhere, any way we want through the world. Yeah? So I think we all have a little bit of learning to do. Yeah? And it's a lifelong process here to get to that state. And then the one other thing that he tries to highlight by teaching this particular lesson that we're going to do in the next 2 minutes here is to let go of the intention. So instead of thinking, I want to hit that golf ball over there and getting so invested in the outcome, he's saying, you know what? Instead, if you pay more attention to the means by which you're hitting that ball, to the process, you'll hit the ball better. If you only attend to that outcome, if you get so invested and attached to the goal, that's usually when we run a little amok. Yeah, so he's very interested in helping us appreciate the value of paying attention to how you go about doing what you do. It's okay? So I'm going to invite you to come and have a seat on your stool. And for those of you who love taking notes, I'm not.